Hi there, how are you?
How much did you sleep last night?
I am starting to catch up on that a little bit. Yeah. I am, yes.
All right, tell us, how many people were at Common Ground, total numbers?
Well, we don't have actual numbers because it takes a while to get reports back from Star Tickets Plus and all of those areas, but we estimate way up over 50,000.
All right.
It was a good party.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah. Yeah, we are. We're good with that.
What's the record?
I think early on, year three or four, we were close to 90,000.
Wow.
But we haven't been there since then. A lot of stars lining up at that point, but I don't know if we'll ever get back to that point. Festivals are changing a lot, and we were real happy with the crowds. We changed the arena a lot and put the Pearl Vision stage pavilion over on the same side as the regular stage, as the main stage, and that was an amazing change, and it made the whole venue so much more convenient for our visitors. They were able to see acts on both stages without missing very many songs. You don't have to walk up over the Shiawassee Bridge and over to the City Market. You literally walked right over the hill. It was really very cool.
It seemed like things were scaled down a bit. I noticed that there were fewer Oasis places, but the thing I did notice last year, Melinda, which was, I guess, good if you're consumers, there's no line, but there could have been a lot of waste there.
Well, there was, yeah, we did. We tried to eliminate the places where there were lines, and one of the biggest additions we did was Potty World.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the big conglomerate, but it was kind of cool where it was located between both stages.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes, and there's hot and cold running water. There was never any lines this year, and actually because it was all concentrated in one area and you didn't have to maneuver the lines to get through anywhere, it was really very convenient. People didn't wait to the last minute, so there wasn't a lot of lines. You just went when you needed to. And usually they went when they're on their way back and forth to the other stage. So it made it really, the flow was beautiful.
Melinda, you mentioned that the festival world is changing. How is it changing?
Well, people are doing a lot of single-day tickets these days. They buy the one artist they want to see instead of three or four or five nights a week. They go one time. And it's, you know, it is, some of it is economy driven. Some of it is the competition level. There's, you know, a tremendous amount of things to do in mid-Michigan in the summertime. And people are starting to do some of those things, which is good. Good for us, good for everybody. It just is a different audience now, and we're really making the modifications to accommodate that.
All right. Common Ground rules. We love it here. It's a big, big time event. I imagine it'll be back next year.
We have announced that it's coming back next year. Yes. Don't have the date yet, but they did announce on Sunday night that we were coming back next year. So that's good news.
All right. Sounds good, Melinda. As always, thanks so much for all the help that you give us in covering this.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate your stick-to-itiveness.